Why are the holidays so goddamn stressful to begin with? What happened? What happened to holidays being a relaxing thing to now being the most stressful time of the year? We'll have Sam the Butcher be the czar of EBT. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the next episode of Joe Kelly's Psychedelic Experience. What's going on with you, my friend? It's your old pal Joe here, just checking in with you on a motherfucking Monday. How's it going? How's it hanging, my friend? Listen, I hope you are doing well, all right. I hope you're doing better than you ever thought you fucking possibly could be doing. And if you're not, hey, that's A-okay, but do yourself a favor. Do everyone around you a favor. Last month of 2023, all goddamn ready. Get your fucking shit together, will you? Get your shit together for old Saint Nick when he's coming down your chimney and stealing all your food. Fucking have it together for him. That's all. That's all. Have it together for old fucking Saint Nick and all the good work he does all year round for all the good girls and boys who have their shit together, all right? He doesn't visit you anymore. You're not imaginative enough to believe in old Saint Nick, but he's still out there. He's still out there taking care of the people who have their shit together, usually his children, all right? So you might as well do that. Real quick. Ah, fuck, I forgot there's no more Magic Mind. Never mind. Fuck them. We have... Magic Mind and I have parted ways, ladies and gentlemen. My point of contact no longer works there, it seems like. So no more talking about Magic Mind here on the podcast. We had a good run. We had a good run. We had our first official sponsorship for almost like a goddamn year. Our second sponsorship. We're doing big things. Anyway, what do we got? Shows coming up. Not too much going on, ladies and gentlemen. All right. I'll be in Frankenmuth, Michigan, December 30th and the 31st. And that's about it. All right. Fisher's Hall, that's where I'll be. Go to joekellycomedy.com for all the upcoming dates, shows, and whatnot, and hoopla, and all that nonsense. All right. How have you been, my friend? How was your past week? How was your weekend? How's everything going on in your life, all right? It seems like it's been a minute since I've checked in with you, you know? I think we had last week, Monty was on, if I'm not mistaken. I think that came out last week. So I feel like I haven't done an official podcast, and it's been a fucking minute, all right? So my apologies. People have been checking in. They're getting worried about me, all right, because they don't... people haven't been seeing me lately, okay? Because I'm not doing comedy shows, and I haven't been posting those fucking morning check-ins, all right? If you still want the morning check-ins, go over to patreon.com/utilizedstreams. That's where the little morning videos have been. Even there, I took some time off, but that's where they're going to be from now on, all right? It seems like everything was too time-consuming. I had to step back, all right? You ever step away from fucking social media and everyone's like, are you okay? And it's like, oh, I'm better than I've ever felt, to be honest with you. It's like, holy fuck. I don't know, man. I had to step back and just go, because I didn't have any comedy shows coming up, whatever. And it just, I don't know. I just needed to take a break from doing shit online for a little while and talking to people and just unplug from all that shit. So that's what's been going on. But it's fucking fascinating when people are like, what are you fucking, you're not fucking endlessly scrolling and worried about the fucking validation of strangers on the internet, dude? What the fuck's wrong with you? You doing okay? It is like, yeah, I'm doing all right. Just had to fucking, just, you ever get caught up in something and you just feel like you're doing the same thing over and over? You're just kind of spinning your wheels to a degree, you know? I was having fun with the morning videos or whatever, but at some point it just seemed like it, I don't know, it was becoming more of a burden than it was fun to do. It felt like something I was having to do rather than wanting to do. So I fucking, you know, I just needed to, I don't know, not be thinking about my phone first thing in the morning, not be worried about putting it in my face and making fucking videos, all right? So if you're wondering what's been going on with the morning videos, people, that's what's been it, all right? If you still want them, they're over on Patreon from time to time. But I think for the holidays, it's the fucking holidays too, people. Aren't you supposed to relax and fucking chill and just enjoy yourself and not really worry about shit? So that's what I'm doing for the fucking holidays. But When did the holidays become so stressful? I was up in Michigan for Thanksgiving, right? Visiting family. Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen. That's how long it's been since I've checked in with you. And remember when the holidays used to be a time of peace and fun and relaxation? And now every fucking news story and everything that pops up on the old fucking feeds of the Googles and Yahoos and Twitters and Facebook is like how to deal with holiday stress. And it's like, why are the holidays so goddamn stressful to begin with? What happened? What happened to holidays being a relaxing thing to now being the most stressful time of the year? Because realistically, right, most of us are fucking bums and fuck-ups, and we just, you know, we got regular fucking jobs, and we just go to work, and, you know, we get a fucking 2 weeks off or a week off or whatever it is. Probably not even a week off. I'm thinking of school. You get like 2 weeks off for winter break and when you're in school. And as an adult working, what do you get? Some people got no days off. I've been there before when you get no days off at all. And some people get two, some people get three, whatever it is. Some people get Christmas through New Year's off, right? The point is, when did the fucking time where you're not at work become more stressful than when you're at fucking work? What the fuck's going on? Why is that? When the fuck did that happen? When did holidays go from being a time to relax and fucking forget about your worries and forget about your troubles and share a meal with your family and maybe see some family you don't see often, you know, and maybe you get to have a specific type of food that you don't usually have all year round? When did that go away? And now everyone, now it's all stressful. Now it's not a time to enjoy a meal with your family. It's like you have to, you know, how do you deal with people who don't think the same way you think when you're having to have dinner with them? That's what people talk about now. They go, how do you deal with your differently political affiliated family members? How are you supposed to deal with that? It's like, what the fuck? Not that anybody in my family is going to think too differently, you know, but we don't talk about any of that shit when we're together. Not as a family. We just enjoy each other's time. We laugh a lot. That's what we do. We just laugh and make jokes and kind of tease each other. That's what we do for our fucking family dinners. We're definitely not stressed out about it, I don't think. Maybe some people are, but, you know. But anyway, the point is, they've ruined the fucking holidays for everybody. Because for some reason, holidays are all about stress and having to, you know, having to figure out how to navigate through a fucking minefield of conversation. Because God forbid, you know, you fucking hear somebody that goes, oh, I fucking like the senator that you don't like. And it's like, oh, Jesus Christ, you know? Or, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck else people disagree on. Probably anything and everything. You know, got to ruin the goddamn holidays. And what's the other fucking thing? It's people with dietary restrictions. They're fucking stressed out at the holidays, you know, because they can't eat all the same things that everybody else eats. They have to have difficult conversations with their family members because they have to explain to them once again, that they don't eat turkey. God fucking forbid you have to have a conversation about how you're still kind of gay and you don't eat turkey because you think it's good for the environment. You know what I mean? That's what the fuck. Oh, it's so stressful to have that conversation again. Maybe people think you're going to grow out of it, you know, and you're going to fucking realize that turkeys aren't ruining the ozone layer. Maybe it's your bad fucking attitude that's ruining it. You know, maybe it's your bad attitude that's ruining the ozone layer and the fucking holidays. Maybe it has nothing to do with stress. Maybe it's your bad fucking attitude. But my holiday certainly wasn't stressful. It was a lot quicker than I remember it. I remember Thanksgiving being a long fucking event. And you know, now it's 3 hours. We're in and out and we're done. It ain't bad. Maybe it just comes with being old or whatever, but I don't know. I don't know. It was, I feel like Thanksgiving and Christmas used to last. Thanksgiving especially would last all fucking night. We'd be at our cousins and we'd be fucking playing all night until like 10 o'clock at night. We'd get there at like noon and we wouldn't leave till 10, 11 o'clock. And this year, got there at 3, left by 6. And so did everybody else. Fucking incredible. What an incredible transition of just how things change around the holidays. You know, shorter, not stressful, enjoyable, no difficult conversations to be had. Just laughter, and we ate some food. That's what the fuck happened for the holidays for your old pal Joe. I hope the same goddamn thing happened for you. I hope they weren't stressful, you know? I hope they weren't causing you angst and making your fucking life somehow harder than it already is. Think about the fucking mind control, the fucking programming that's going on where they're trying to ruin the one time of the year or the few times of the year that you're really supposed to enjoy yourself and not worry about work and stress and just think about how they fucking hammer it into you that it's like, oh God, no matter what you do, you're going to be stressed and it's going to be awful and there's going to be awful people and you won't be able to have any fun. I think the video's fucking up. I got to pause. My apologies. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes this whole shindig goes off without a hitch, and then from time to time there is a hitch or two. And we just had a hitch, and we fixed it. And you know what? Still not stressed about it. Not stressed about it. Not stressed about the holidays. Not stressed about fucking nothing. Not stressed about a goddamn thing since I stopped fucking talking into my phone every goddamn day. Anyway, I hope you had a great holiday. Christmas is coming up. I don't know what the fuck's going on in the world, to be honest with you. I've been minding my own business lately. But this was a great, dude, this was one of the coolest fucking news stories I've seen in a minute, all right? Or not the coolest, but I'm going to share a little bit of news with you people about Green Charter, all right? Green Charter Township is a township in Michigan. And I guess this was a couple weeks ago. I just heard about it last week, but this is, you know, just a story of rising through adversity, you know, taking the power back. So what this township in Michigan did, all right, Green Charter, what they did, they voted out their entire local government because they thought they were, the government was linked to a Chinese EV battery maker. They were going to build a Chinese factory in Green Charter Township in Michigan. So rather than allowing the government to do that, the whole town or the whole township just voted them the fuck out. Every single person who was on their local government is no longer on their local government because they ain't playing no shit. Isn't that a beautiful thing, people? Doesn't that make you feel sort of hopeful about the future? Maybe your vote does matter to some degree, you know. It's a terrible, you know. It's the realization that your vote only counts when it's in a township, you know. It doesn't really count on the big scale because there's too much money, too many fucking hands in the pockets. So what you really need, I'm trying to look up how many fucking people are in this town. 3,219 residents, all right. That's about the appropriate number of people you need in your community to make things go in your favor, all right? 3,219. If you're living in a city or in a town or in a township any bigger than 3,219, you're wasting your time. Your votes are meaningless. They're all bought and sold and paid for unless you can vote all of them out at once. And then you just elect people. They put in a bunch of people who have no party affiliation, just their fucking neighbors. Probably the best fucking firefighter in the city. He's been busting his hump for 16 years, dousing fires for the 3,219 people. Are they having that many fires per year? Probably not. Once in a while, yeah, probably. They probably, you know, someone huffs too much paint and then they go on a burning spree or something like that. That's what happens. You huff paint and then you want to burn stuff. Take it from me. I know. But I forget what I was even talking about. Yeah, they voted nobodies. They voted a bunch of fucking nobodies into the fucking Green Charter Township government. Sam the Butcher, you know, he's been cutting meat for years. They're like, he's the best butcher we've ever had. What does he know about, I don't know, child care and what's the other stuff? EBT. What do you call it? What's the proper name for EBT? You guys get what I'm saying. What's Sam the Butcher know about that stuff? He goes, nothing really, but he knows who can't afford meat and who can. So he already knows who needs the EBT. Let's fucking make him the king of EBT or the czar of EBT. We'll have Sam the Butcher be the czar of EBT in Green Charter Township in Michigan. Who's going to be the president? Who's going to be the president of Green Charter Township in Michigan? Who do you think it's going to be? The firefighter, he's already the district attorney or whatever the fuck it is. You think it's going to be a lady? Out of the 3,219 people in Green Charter Township, how many do you think are broads, huh? I should have looked that up before. Let's say half. Listen, you could be a secretary, all right? Secretary of the township. But you can't be the goddamn president of the township. We tried that in 2016, all right? It didn't work out, okay? It didn't work out. You had your chance. It didn't work out. Let it go. You had your chance when in, wasn't it in 2012 too, or 2008 or something like that? Didn't you have a few chances to try and be president and you just couldn't rise to the occasion? So let it go. You make a great Secretary of State, all right? You could be the Secretary of State of Green Charter Township in Michigan. But the president's probably got to be, can't be a banker. Who's the most responsible person in a city that could run, that could be a good president of your 3,219 people? Maybe the mailman. He knows he has a personal relationship. They probably only have one mailman. He knows where everybody lives. He has a, you know, he probably walks it too. Those 3,219 people are probably jam-packed, so he probably has a walk-in mail route and gets to everybody's house. Probably knows everybody. I think that's the good president of Green Charter Township in Michigan. But the point is, people, the point is we got power, all right? And all we got to do is vote, and, you know, we can put in a bunch of people in the office that also have no fucking clue what they're doing. Because it seems like that's probably what's going to happen. But at least they're not going to get a Chinese-based electric vehicle battery plant now. Maybe they'll make their own. Maybe Charter Township of Michigan, Green Charter Township, will become the number one EV battery producing township in the world. Make some homemade. They're going to cost seven times as much, you know. But at least it's not a Chinese-based factory fucking up your town. We already saw how that worked out in Flint and Pontiac and everywhere else where they had auto manufacturing in Michigan. So it's good. Good for Green Charter Township in Michigan for standing up for themselves. And it just goes to show, people. It just goes to show if there's not a lot of people around, you can make things happen. It's just when there's a lot of people, that's when things get tough. And that's also when no one has any fucking idea what's going on anyway, you know? It's all just a bunch of hoopla. But look it up, Green Charter Township in Michigan. Maybe we should all move there. What do y'all think about fucking bumping that population up a couple thousand people, huh? Seems like they got the good idea, the good spirit of, hey, we're a community. We're going to do community-based things like fucking overthrow our government. They did January 6th the right way. If you really think about it, what people who stormed the Capitol on January 6th were trying to accomplish, they should have asked the people in Green Charter Township in Michigan, hey, what do you guys think we should do? And say, we'll just wait till next time and then vote them all out instead of storming the Capitol. Just saying. Excuse me again. I've had a little bit of a sinus thing going on this week. So Going to be a quick podcast, all right? Really just wanted to check in with you and see how you've been and let you know not to worry. Just because people haven't seen me, it means things are doing all right. You know, I just needed to take a break from being on the internet and just needed to mind my own business for a little bit. And also want to let you know about Green Charter Township in Michigan. And also, let's get you the animal video clip of the week, all right? Hey, we got no break in the middle of the podcast anymore. Kind of miss Magic Mind being around. Maybe I'll try and find a new sponsor. But it was nice. It was a nice way to break up the podcast, I think. Maybe I'll just make up my own sponsors from now on. Maybe I'll sponsor myself. Anyway, we'll figure that out some other time. Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. What is one of the least, you'd think one of the least scariest animals on the planet? What's one of the least intimidating? Let's start there. What do you think is one of the least intimidating animals on the planet? Out of the ones you see in your everyday life, not on the whole planet, let's do that. Out of the ones you see out of your everyday life, let's say dogs, a lot of people, you guys probably encounter dogs, cats, birds, raccoons, deer, groundhog, and we'll call snake, all right? Out of those animals, I feel like those are all pretty common. Which one do you think is the least intimidating? Out of all those, I'd say a bird. That would be my guess, would be a bird. Out of all those animals, a bird is like the least intimidating animal, right? You'd think that, but that fucking movie, was it Hitchcock? Whatever that fucking birds movie was, he was on to something there, man. This video, this lady is just minding her own business, making a fucking selfie video. And this bird flies out of nowhere and tries to pluck her eyeball out of her fucking head, dude. I think she was Australian or some kind of European, but that doesn't mean... Does that mean the birds are different over there? I don't think so. You know, we watch these movies and we think they're just entertainment and they're just for fun, but really they're warnings for the future. A lot of this stuff, you know, a lot of the stuff that's been in movies comes true. You know, you look back at like Terminator, we don't have like the robot. I mean, we kind of do. We kind of got those types of robots. Not super Terminator-y, but they're possible. You know, they're on their way. So I'm just saying, this guy, he made this movie about these birds attacking people. We were like, no one's ever been attacked by a bird. Not once ever. Come now, fucking 20 years later, goddamn, getting attacked by fucking birds. They're going to pluck your eyes out, people. The lady did not lose her eye, but that fucking bird tried. Absolutely fascinating. I just want you to be afraid no matter where you are. All right? Understand. If you're outside, there's a bird watching you, even if you can't see it, and it's fucking coming for your eyeballs, all right? Anytime you see a bird, people, be afraid. You used to go, oh, birds are nice, and there's signs of spring and love, and they tweet, and they hum, and they do, oh, fuck that. They're going to pluck your eyes out. Be afraid. Be afraid at all points in time. You got to keep your head on a swivel. Stay strapped out there, all right? You know, you never know when you're going to have to fucking, you know, bust out the AR and take out a few birds because they were imposing. You know, you got to go Rittenhouse on these motherfuckers because they're coming for your eyes nowadays. All right. Stay safe out there. Believe in the Second Amendment because it's to protect you against tyrannical birds who are coming for your eyes, people. Links in the description of the podcast if you don't believe me. If you don't believe that these birds are out here causing chaos and looking to fuck you up, check out the video in the description, all right? Thanks for checking out the podcast this week, everybody. Hope we had a little bit of fun. If you want to support the podcast and you still want some morning check-ins for the time being, patreon.com/utilizeshrooms is a great place to get that. And I'll also be at Fisher's Hall, there it is, in Frankenmuth, Michigan, December 30th and 31st, all right? Do me a favor before you get out of here. Quick little Monday podcast, all right? Take care of yourself, take care of somebody else. I'll catch you around real fucking soon, all right? Later, my friends.